Insurance companies negotiate with hospitals to get the best price. Patients without insurance don't get that same discount. So those least able to pay may be getting bigger bills. Attorneys for the uninsured say nonprofit hospitals should charge those customers less and ease up on what critics consider heavy-handed collection practices. As lawsuits mounted around the country, the trade group representing Wisconsin hospitals came out with guidelines that Vice President George Quinn says reflect the industry's charitable mission.
The principles include such things as concern regarding a hospital bill should never get in the way of a patient receiving essential services.
Quinn says Wisconsin hospitals provide $500 million in free care every year. Almost half that is charitable care, the rest unpaid bills.
Financial aid policies do not eliminate personal responsibility. So at the same time that there's a charitable mission, there's also a need to make sure that if a person is able to pay, then they should be held responsible for paying.
In Minnesota, the state attorney general hounded hospitals to give people more time to pay bills before going after their wages or bank accounts. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says so far, Wisconsin justice officials have not pressured health care providers to reduce prices for the uninsured. But consumers are, and they're starting to take their cases to court. There's talk of class action status for a case where a Muskego woman without insurance paid $12,000 to have her gallbladder removed. The lawsuit says that's three times what an insured person or someone on Medicare would pay. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.